If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Ryan is on the phone with us and he wants to call a girl named Paige. Ryan, I don't care so much that she's not calling you back. That's not what I'm really focusing on.
What?
You met this girl at a party. You said everything was going cool. And then there was a moment where you went to switch rooms because where you were at was too loud. And then you opened the door to this room and there was a bunch of people in there getting freaky. And that's the part that's got me kind of twisted up, Ryan. Like, I need more details on that specific moment.
No, you don't.
Because I'm just wondering, like, how many people, was everybody focusing on one person? Or was there, like, I've drawn a picture. I've got a picture I just drew, and I want to make sure that it's correct. So if you could give me any more details, Ryan, I'd appreciate it.
He's
on that
diagramming
part of your date,
it.
Please. Can you hook me up?
I'm not going into the details. We're not going to go down that road. I already told you.
Okay. Seriously,
you.
Is there any sounds you can remember? A sound you can remember?
That is what the internet is for you, dude.
I'm not going down that road.
Good. Don't.
Oh,
see?
All right.
Which makes it even more believable that you didn't on purpose bring the girl to that room.
I did not bring her to that room on purpose.
I don't care. I just want to know what was happening in there. All right, well, we'll continue on, I guess, and we'll call Paige, even though that's not the really important part of the story.
You're a weird dude, man.
Yeah.
Did you say there was a weird dude in there?
No.
Talking about you. Oh. Yes, you were there, sir.
Damn. All right. Well, I'm going to dial Paige's phone number and see if she'll give me the details and then find out why she's not calling you back.
Yeah. Do not ask her about the details. That's going to make his situation worse.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Paige?
Yes. Who's this?
Hey, Paige. This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Get out.
Hey, Paige.
I don't want to get out right now. I want to talk to you more.
I don't think she meant literally.
What are you doing?
Standing
That's a good question.
In front of a microphone talking to you on the phone right now? What are you doing?
Of course. I'm surprised that you guys are calling me. What's up?
Not much.
Paige, you sound so cool. I want to hang out with you already. You're just chill.
I am cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'd have fun.
You sound cool. And the dude that went on a date with you and wants to call you for a second date update thought you were cool too.
Oh, that's why you're calling me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know who would want to do a second date update with you?
Not really, no.
I think this one would be confusing because I wouldn't even consider your first hangout an actual date.
Okay.
His name is Ryan. You remember meeting a dude named Ryan at a party?
Oh.
He said that he met you at this party and he's been texting you to hang out, but you have not gotten back to him.
That's true.
Why is that true? Is there a particular reason that you don't like Ryan?
Don't like is a harsh way of saying it. I just didn't feel the need to talk to him again.
He has, I mean, we've kind of worked out a theory on why you're not calling him back.
Why do you think?
Because he led you to a room where there was a bunch of people doing stuff with each other.
Oh, my God. He told you that?
Yeah. How many people was it in there? Just curious.
It was, you know, more than a few.
Oh, cool. All right.
Oh, my God. What did you think when you opened that door and saw that?
I was surprised.
Yeah, I would assume so.
It's usually surprising when you open a door and something like that's going on. Pleasant surprise or a bad surprise? That's the question, I guess.
I was pleasant surprised.
Oh, what?
Huh?
You were into it?
Hold on.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of bold of him to do something like that. You know, kind of taking me to this room seemed like, oh, my God, this guy is kind of on another level. Kind of cool. I liked it. And so
Whoa.
That was game.
You were
down to hang out
what?
In that room.
Well, I was until first he kind of pulled me a little bit, and I kind of held, you know, I stood kind of strong, trying to let him know it was cool. But then he kind of pulled me a little harder, and he shut the door, and I thought, what's that about?
Oh, my God.
Oh, so you were actually disappointed that you guys left the room.
Yeah, it was kind of exciting, you know.
Whoa.
Okay, and why didn't you tell him that?
Well, I kind of wanted to see his reaction, too, but then he just seemed to turn into a big prude.
Turned into a big prude.
This is not the direction we thought this was going
to
go.
No, Ryan actually thought that maybe you thought he took you to that room on purpose and it turned you off. But apparently it did the opposite.
Why would it turn me off?
Well, because you gave him. I mean, it's a shock. It's a lot when you literally have only said hi to someone, basically. Yeah. And then you gave him a handshake at the end.
Yeah, because after he shut the door and then we started having these long, drawn out, boring conversations, I was like, he did it on accident, I guess. And he just seemed like he was going to be a bore.
Man, Ryan got totally mixed signals from you.
My mind is
blown. Think that it was. I think Ryan doesn't get it.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and he's definitely not going to get it, it sounds like. But Paige, Ryan is on the phone and wants to talk to you right now, unless he got scared and left. Ryan, you there?
Paige, I had no idea that you were into that kind of thing. That was totally on accident that I took you into that room.
Did you hear what we just said?
Yeah, I heard everything.
Oh, my God. You guys are crazy.
So wait, Ryan, are you feeling, what are you feeling?
I don't know what I'm feeling right now. I'm so confused.
Like sad that you missed an opportunity, intimidated? Like,
I'm kind of confused, but I'm also like turned on a little bit. And I'm also, I don't quite understand. Like, okay, I assure you I'm not approved, but... I didn't want to, like...
I know, Ryan. You wanted to get out of that room pretty fast.
Yes, because I was worried about what you were going to think.
Well, you could have just asked me what I thought.
Oh.
Well, you got so quiet and a little awkward afterwards, so I wasn't sure... I wasn't sure how you felt.
I was quiet because I was hoping that you were going to invite me, but you never did.
Wow, babe.
Paige,
I was hoping to, you know, like win you over kind of thing. But I didn't really exactly want to win you over with a bunch of other people in the same room. Like what I mean is I don't want a bunch of other people winning you over at the exact same time.
Oh,
I'm trying to win you over.
What is going on
here? I don't know, but I think... Ryan, are you looking for the same thing Paige is looking for at this point?
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
Really? You are?
I don't think you even know what Paige is looking for.
I don't either, but I want to go down that road.
Okay, you're ready to try it out. Well, then in that case, Paige, would you like to go out on a second date with Ryan and maybe many others? I don't know, but we will pay for you two to go out at least.
You know, it was spontaneous, right? That moment was so brand new and spontaneous, and he didn't seem down at the time. Ryan, you just didn't pick up the signals. And I just, you know, I don't think it would be right to go on a second date and not feel like you can be spontaneous.
Are you serious?
We can't go back and relive that moment, so.
Yes, we can. I'm all about living in the moment, Paige.
All right.
I know a bunch of parties where all of that's going on constantly.
Oh, my gosh.
You do?
Yes, my friends are freakadelic. You know, they like do crazy.
I don't know if I believe them.
Yeah, but now, I don't know. Now I'm going to go and you're going to be expecting me to want to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what if I want to do something different?
Yes.
What are you going to do, Ryan?
Spontaneous.
She brings up a good point.
Paige, if you're asking me to watch, I can watch. I've done it before. I'm a pro.
Oh, I'm a
pro. What do you think?
Paige, is any of this like attractive to you?
I just think, you know, our time is over, Ryan, and you know you missed it.
Oh,
that
my god.
Boat has sailed.
Damn it.
All right, well, Ryan, I'm sorry you didn't get a second date. And Paige, I'm sorry that Ryan didn't seize the moment.
Oh.
And I'm sure you'll find other opportunities, though, if you just keep your eyes open.
There's no way that this could be my life.
You know what, Ryan? Why don't you text me when you're at one of those parties? And if I see you around, I see you around. How about that?
Done.
Done.
Okay. All right.
Texting
well,
you now.